I almost said Jimmy Cunningham, James Cunningham, maybe still Jimmy. We were just talking about how many times he's been here. I know Devin Moore, I think, has been here one other time, maybe a couple. James Cunningham has been here probably six times, maybe more. I'll see if I can figure that out. Today they are here representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society. They also are both in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, which is heading to Madrid a little bit later this summer. We'll talk to both of them about finishing up high school, which they just did, and about what's due in the fall as well. But first, let's take a listen to them. Each has a viola. They'll be playing two duets. And the first is called Lament for Two Violas. Please welcome Devin Moore and James Cunningham.
Thank you.
the duet of Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Award winners, Devin Moore and James Cunningham. I'm not sure I've heard two viola players in a duet before. It's that particular song, very eerie and haunting, and it really, you can feel it resonate as you listen. We'll talk to James first. I see you nodding your head. Now, what is it? When you go to college in the fall, will it be James or Jimmy or Jim?
Well, my email that they gave me is James, but I'll stick with Jim or Jimmy, yeah, or anything. Yeah.
You've always struck me as one of those, call me what you will.
Yeah, Jimbo, you know.
Yeah. Whatever. Jim Bob. What's your middle name?
Hardy.
Hardy.
I'm the fourth, actually. So.
Ah, we'll call you four.
Sure.
Well, congratulations. You just graduated from, well, actually, you didn't. When's graduation at Pittsburgh Kappa? That's coming up.
This Sunday, yeah. A lot of the Pittsburgh public schools are doing their graduations today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
it's tomorrow. And then where are you headed in the fall?
Well, this fall I'll be headed to the University of Michigan to study viola performance.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about the song you just played.
We just played The Lament for Two Violas by Frank Bridge. Frank Bridge died in 1941, and this was written in the last 10 or so years of his life, we think. And it's a very mature piece. It's very dark, and as you heard, it, you know, explores a lot of the ranges of the viola. You get the lowest lows and the highest highs, and it's really reflective of a lot of the strife that's happening in the world today, and we wanted to dedicate it to anyone who's experiencing difficulties in their life, whether it be in the Middle East or at home or anywhere.
It's a classical blues song, really, as you listen to it. It really there's something about that composition that just grabs you as you hear it. I'm glad you selected it. We'll talk to Devin in a second. I know the Pittsburgh Concert Society has meant a lot to you as you've been nurtured as an artist, getting ready to go off and study music. And I don't know if you have any words you'd like to pass along to them or to the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. You're both members of that organization as well.
Sure, yeah. I've had the privilege of working with the Pittsburgh Concert Society for 2 years in a row now, first with my quartet, the Penn Quartet, and now with Devin as a duo. And we've only had fantastic experiences with them. They have a lovely series of concerts, and we were both distinguished with awards from the Concert Society, which we'll keep on our resumes for forever, probably. And it's a really great way to encourage young musicians in the Pittsburgh area. So,
yeah, it's a great way to get started. And we'll talk with Devin to get started professionally. Devin, it's nice to see you again, Devin Moore.
Thank you. You're
at Chartiers Valley,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And has your graduation happened yet?
Yes, I graduated on the 1st of June.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
To you. You got off easy.
Yes.
I seem to remember that's often the case where seniors get to go. Are your underclass people still attending school now?
Well, our school's currently under construction, so we started a little bit earlier this year and ended earlier. So I was done with classes, I'd say, May 12th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It was nice.
Where are you? Do you have plans for the fall?
Yes, I'm attending Manhattan School of Music for a viola performance, and I'm studying with Samuel Rhodes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Gosh, I can't wait to follow both of you further as you go on. Any reflections about the Concert Society or Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra?
Well, with the Concert Society, it's very interesting that I had auditioned 3 times this year as a duet with Jimmy, as a solo, and as a quartet. And the judge this year was Dr. James Gondre, who is the president of Manhattan School of Music. And I was able to audition in front of him 3 times, and I won a spot with Jimmy on one of the concerts, and then I also won for solo. And then I played at a dinner that the Concert Society was having, and he was the guest speaker. So I had been seeing him a lot, and it was interesting because Manhattan was one of the schools on my list, and that sort of solidified, you know, where I was going to school. He's helped me so much too with getting a scholarship from the school and helping me learn about the campus. So I think it's sort of like it all seemed to work out that way.
Yeah, it almost seemed like karma or, mm-hmm. or just it was meant to be,
yes.
Right, to see him so many times. Mm-hmm. Now the two of you and a whole bunch of, you know, dozens and dozens of others are going to be heading off to Spain later this summer. Do you want to talk a little bit about that trip?
Sure. We are going to three cities in Spain, and we're going to Madrid, Valencia, and Barcelona. And this is the Pittsburgh Symphony goes on tour every 3 years. So this is a tour year. And we are doing an array of music. We're playing Don Juan, which a lot of youth orchestras, you know, don't attempt to tackle. But I think we've worked really hard on it this year, and it should be a great opener to our concerts. We're also premiering a piece by our good friend Hannah Ishizaki. It's titled City of Bridges, and she's a junior in Mount Lebanon, and she's a composer, but also one of the co-concert masters of the Youth Symphony. And it's a piece commemorating all the wonderful aspects of Pittsburgh, and it has themes throughout the piece talking about the bridges and the water and the people in the city, but also, you know, the laid back versus the busy. And it's a phenomenal piece. And then we're also closing with Tchaikovsky 5, which is a phenomenal symphony as well. So it should be an interesting concert series throughout Spain, but I know we're excited. Last year, we the two of us, alongside two other Pittsburgh Youth Symphony musicians, traveled to four European countries with the National Youth Orchestra, and also debuted at Carnegie Hall and had a residency at Purchase College. And so we've had our fair share of traveling in the recent year, but it'll be exciting to sort of close off our senior years with Spain.
This speaks so well for the arts overall, but also for Pittsburgh specifically, to be able to provide support through multiple organizations to both of you so you can pursue what you're passionate about, which is really makes me feel good. You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society at pittsburghconcertsociety.org and Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. It's PYSO. .org. I think I've got that in my head. And I want to turn it back to you, Jim, if you have anything else you want to pass along before your next song, just if we missed anything.
Well, we just also like to thank our viola teacher. Devin and I study in the same studio. Her name is Mahilan Jengrawa, and she has been a violist in the symphony for a number of years now, and is also a coach with Paiso and Tripo for the viola sections. So she knows all the violists in the city, and we're all big fans of her. She's really prepared us for every step we need to take for our futures in music. And she got us to NYO last year, and the Pittsburgh Symphony also recently. We were honored to play a duo concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony on one of their concerts in May. And that was a spectacular experience. Completely unprecedented, yeah. and amazing for both of us.
I could only imagine. And you know, here I am. I'm saying, oh, you're about to play your next song. I'm saying songs. I'm so used to playing songs, but your next composition. And this one is called Duet for Two Violas in C Major. Who composed it?
This is Karl Stamitz. It's a classical era. Very nice. He had his own share of strife, but this is a big contrast to the bridge.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here, and I truly hope you'll keep in touch when you're home for summers or over the holidays so we can keep up with you, maybe have you play another time. I'm really excited to see you both heading off to school. So once again, our pleasure to bring you Devin Moore and Jim Cunningham. Thank you. So beautiful. Devin Moore and Jim Cunningham live in our studios, 18 and 17, respectively, both heading off to school this fall. Thanks to both of you.